8722CH.
Home cooking, home cooking.
Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
19 minutes to 10. Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
Now, there was a song called When You're the Father of Boys, You Worry, but when you're the father of girls, you do more than that, you cry. If you're the mother of the girls, you want them to go to university and get a good education.
That's true.
Which some of our children did. But I read in the Telegraph today a subject called Food for Thought.
Mm-hmm.
Please explain.
Actually, this is something I heard on the ABC yesterday. They were a bit ahead of the newspapers on this one. A story from the University of Sydney, one of the researchers there had interviewed psychology students, first-year psychology students, asking them how many pieces of fruit and vegetables you should eat a day. They had no idea. And she discovered that 1 in 10 believes that beef is a vegetable. Can you believe that? Even after showing them photos of different vegetables, many of them didn't know what the vegetables were called. But to think that beef is a vegetable is just beyond,
Well, if I hadn't read it in the Telegraph, I wouldn't. I'd have suggested it was because you're listening to the ABC, it serves you right.
Well, look, the kids that come along to my cooking classes seem to know a lot more than these psychology students at Sydney University.
Oh, dear.
I think they better come to my cooking classes.
Yes.
We go out into the vegetable garden and identify, different herbs and vegetables growing there. And let me tell you, they do a lot better than these students at Sydney University.
They didn't know the government's recommended guidelines for eating two serves of fruit.
Actually, I must admit, I thought it was 3 pieces of fruit. Some of them were worried that they'd get fat eating fruit because of there's some fruits are quite sweet and the sugar levels they were concerned about would make them put on weight. So. Yeah, look, it really is very, very worrying. And I think about Stephanie Alexander, who set up her kitchen garden scheme all throughout primary schools in Australia. She's trying to encourage young people to, know about fruits and vegetables and how to cook with them in the kitchen in the way I am. And they get to university and they have no idea.
Unbelievable. Okay, Christmas is coming. I've got a lovely Christmas song to play by Graham Connors.
Yes. Well, speaking of fruits and vegetables, I've got a lovely recipe today for summer pudding. It only requires 3 ingredients, lots and lots of soft summer berries, and I hope people know what they are.
Yes.
I'd like to use a lot of raspberries in this one. It's a beautiful recipe. Sugar and bread. And you line a pudding mould with the bread and you make a lovely sauce with all the berries, with the sugar, and pour it into the mould and let it sit overnight with a weight on top of it, push it down, and that stains the bread.
Oh.
A lovely red colour so that when you turn it out, it's beautiful, shimmering red. Put it in the middle of the Christmas table. I think it makes a lot of sense instead of the traditional Christmas pudding at this time of the year. I know it's rather cold at the moment here, but hopefully it'll be warm on Christmas Day. And serve it with whipped cream.
Has the has it got a name?
It's called Summer Pudding.
Summer Pudding.
Mm.
And it's on your website?
Yes, it is, yes.
Which is?
SheridanRogers.com.au. And you'll also find information there about my Christmas cooking classes for kids and about my book, The Cook's Garden.
Talk to you next week.
Okay.
Bye.